Joseph Inslow. Website. http://www.northkowichin2022.ca. Facebook. http://facebook.com/josephinslownorthkowichin. Instagram. http://instagram.com/josephinslownorthkowichin. Are you associated with or running as part of a slate? If so, which one? Yes, United Independence. Do you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to that community? Yes, my family moved here in 1997. I moved to Nanaimo while attending Malaspina, then moved back several years later. What is your occupation, and for how long? I own a small hobby business. My primary career is in leadership and professional development for the past 12 years. Tell us about your previous elected and/or community experience. Many of my neighbors would describe me as an easy-to-talk-to, energetic, friendly neighbor. I'm usually the guy wandering around pushing a stroller, helping my community with their lawnmower, the old van that won't start, and hauling that heavy sofa to their truck. I'm happy to be that guy on my street. It's thanks to their encouragement I've stepped up on a broader stage this fall. It's a new experience. I just want to offer what I can to my community. Why are you running? What's your motivation? Until recently, I was more than happy to spend time with friends and family, helping where I could, with what I had to offer. After speaking with a few friends of the family, I realized the concerns and problems on my street translated to the same concerns across town. Many of these people feel they don't have a voice, or aren't in a position to dedicate the time required to run for council. However, they deserve a voice, and I'm doing what I can to offer them one. What are your top three issues? In no particular order, housing, it's not only home ownership, but also rentals, and property taxes. People are being squeezed out of Kowichin. I intend to focus on projects that can be completed in a timely and responsible manner. Business owners are feeling the pressure of taxes and the viability of proposed community changes. Kowichin is built on small businesses, they deserve to remain here. Whether it's the mountains, forests, or waterways, Kowichin is blessed with what nature can provide. Our harmony with these natural beauties is paramount to securing the vibe and atmosphere of the valley. What's your vision for your community in 25 years? It's my desire to be an advocate for everyone. We are a community of communities, with a lot of really big and really small voices, all equally important. My vision for the future would be to maintain the small town, rural vibe while ensuring we advance to attract the new generation. Much like our relationship with nature, a harmony of neighbors, friends, and family, all with equal opportunity to thrive. A small town, with modern convenience, and room to still find a little quiet space to call your own. What's one big idea you have for your community? A big idea I'd love to see is the Island Corridor return, with a train from Victoria to Kootenay. This would connect so many communities in a way that is unique to the area. We can lean on modern technology to ensure the train is as eco-friendly as possible while providing a service that isn't a heavy burden on our roadways. People could continue to live in a rural setting while working in the city, allowing room for families to grow. It would serve as a wonderful tourist destination and open smaller communities to the possibility of stops with small shops and markets along the way.